Tera, Tav, Shin, Ayin, Dalet. You want to take out of your sword. Remember, your sword's a gewaldig, your sword. There's different ways to look at it, but you look at it from a certain angle and learn a very, very important yesod. In Parshas Vayera, we have the famous story Lloyd has already moved into Stoim. He's become an honorable member of Stoim. And Lloyd is visited by the three Malachim, or two Malachim we should say, that come to his doorstep in the middle of the night. He's visited by two Malachim. And what transpires is something fascinating. Something out of this world. We know that in Stoim, they were Anshei Stoim, Roim, V'chatoim, L'Hashem Ma'oit. They were terrible. Oivdei Aveira. And the Pasuk says that when Stoim, these two Malachim came at night to Stoim, it says that Stoim asked them where they're staying. They come to Stoim. Be'erev, in the evening, and Lot is sitting there, and Lloyd sees them, and he gets up from his chair, Rashi says, Vayokum Nikrasa. That day he was playing the Shoifei. He was not only now a member of Stoim, he was, as we said, well, he's an honorable member, he became the mayor. He became the judge of Stoim. Lloyd became somebody very choshev. And Lloyd knows the rules. Lloyd knows how they play ball and stone. Lloyd knows that one of the major cardinal rules of stone is no one is accepted here, no visitors here. They kill you. They strangle you. They torture you if you try to machnis oreach. Stone knows that. He appointed a judge that day. Lloyd, however, with everything, goes out. Vayar Lloyd. Lloyd sees them. Vayokum Nekrosom. He bows to them. And he invites them into his home. You have to understand what's going on. And we do see what's going on. A few moments later, it was the darkness of night, Rabbi Yisai. In the darkness of night, in those times, there were no street lights, no lights. Lloyd snuck them into the house. Not a few minutes transpired, he was surrounding. They wanted to lynch. You heard of the lynch? They wanted to lynch Lloyd. Mamish lynch him and hang him up by his legs and drag him throughout the city. He was just pointing a shofet. He's the judge. No more judging. Lynching. They wanted to make mincemeat out of Lot, the whole city. Mikotel Kotel says the Medrash. Mikotel Yevakotel Shein Echad Moicha B'Yadim Rashi brings. Shafil Tzadik Echad Ein Bahem. No one was Moicha. They all came. Screaming chants. Lynch Lot, Lynch Lot. Give us those men. Give us those Orchim. We'll chop them down to size. And Lot doesn't know what to do. He's brought Orchim into his house. So he says, you know what? He screams out, take my daughters. Do whatever you want with my daughters. Just don't take these two guys. A little warped as the charity starts in the home. But at the end of the day, it doesn't make sense of us. I need to understand it. This character, this yid, this person, Loik, who left Avraham. He said, last week's parasha, I don't need Avraham, I don't need his God. He went to live in you know where. He went to live in Sodom. He went to live with the Sodomites. He went to live with the people who were mamish mushchosim out of Roim Lahoit. He chose to live in that lifestyle. These people who ain't ben tzaddik echor. There was no justice done over there. It was all terrible. Everything was corrupt. No place was corrupt. Gemara tells a story. Eliezer Eved Avram came down to what's it called? He came down to Stowing. Maybe to speak to. And some guy came and punched him in the eye. Punched him or socked him in the eye. So he was all, this guy damaged him. So he went to court. They took him to court. So he said, I doesn't want to go, we'll go to court. So the judge was proceeding the case. He has Eliezer with a big black eye. And the guy who punched him in the eye, so let's proceed the case. Order in the court. Judge says, the guy who punched him, Eliezer Everon, the eye says, yeah, of course I punched him in the eye. That's the meaning over here. What do you mean? Eliezer was telling. So the judge says, Eliezer Everon, you owe him $100. I owe him? He punched me in the eye. In Stone, the rule is, if you get punched in the eye, you have to pay the guy who punched you in the eye. So Eliezer Everon socked the judge in the eye. He says, pay him, but you pay him now. You pay him my chai. That was time! And Lloyd is living there amongst these torturous individuals who couldn't stand. They said, well, Lloyd, there was a Machnas Orchim. They had a Machnas Orchim program. They had a hostel. But the hostel worked like this. There was one size bed. If you were too long, they chopped your legs off. This you could fit in. If you're too short, they stretched you out. Make sure you fit the bed. Here we don't have that problem, Baruch Hashem. Everybody fits their beds too well. They're in love. I have a problem with the Shidduch days. They said, did this boy ever have anything? Was he ever in love before? It was a problem. He said, he was in love with his bed. I don't want to say. But anyway. We're having a new program, Yeshiva. We're writing gets. Get out of bed. New system. I hereby divorce my bed. It's sad. It's very sad. The kids are. But there was no problem. They fit you into your bed. Torture. Punishment. There was no such thing as chesed. Not only in the town, in Lloyd's family itself. Because the Bar Pesukim say later on that Lloyd was told by the Malachim, "We're getting out of here. They're going to burn it down. In 2 days from now, fire and brimstone's coming from Shemayim, and this place is going to be on fire." They're going to be burned to death. Lloyd, get everything you have in the city, get out. So Lloyd goes to his sons-in-laws in the town. He says, they're giving me a chance to take out. They start cracking up. Lloyd, that's a good one. didn't believe. This is where sons-in-laws, this is a family he brought up. They start cracking up. Fire and brimstone. You believe that one, Lot? You heard the one about the rabbi and the priest? That was a good one. I have a good one for you. That was his sons-in-laws. They were cracking. They start laughing in his face. We have to get out of here, God. They start cracking up. And then his wife, she was the most stingiest, Lloyd asked him, when they said, can we get some salt? You want to give these guys salt? So she went, just a little salt for the soup. This tastes a little bland. No salt for these guys. Little things of salt, no. His wife didn't want to give salt even. She was so, give salt? That's what she was so stingy and so negative chesed. And this is loaded, surrounded by. And it wasn't just a chance time. This was their theory. This is what they live on. This is what they preach. This was their agenda. We're going to have a city free of chesed. The antithesis of Avram's plan for the world. That we're going to bring Hashem's chesed to the world. Here is a whole city. A whole group of people that are against it and living in that land is Lot. Now we know what Klal Rabbi is. A Klal Gadol. The Klal Gadol is, as we spoke in last week's truth, a person is affected by his surroundings. A person is around certain types of people. That's the way you're going to start to act. You're going to start to act different. Even if you're human. They have this famous story, the jungle boy. You know, he grew up in the jungle. He acts like a jungle. He acts like a kid. He was a human being, a kid that grew up in the jungle. But he acted like chimpanzees. He swung from trees. You want to see a person that lives amongst humans or amongst people that act crazy? They act crazy, Rabbi said. This is one of the reasons why people from other yeshivas should not visit and go to places with certain concerts. I'm not talking about Yaakov Shweki concert. I'm talking about other concerts that people sometimes think that it could be glad to go to because the person you're surrounded by people, surrounded by a whole spirit that is just mishugas, craziness. It's craziness. And when you're surrounded by craziness, you become crazy. You become insane. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, Lloyd is surrounded by this. He chose to live there in the first place. He's a judge. And here he is, in the center of everything, with such mesiras nefesh, Rabbi Yisrael. It doesn't mean, it's so unimaginable. It's so hard to understand. What is Lot doing? He's sacrificing his children. He sacrificed his life. He sacrificed his job. He's sacrificing everything for two. Okay, but to do hachnosis orachim. What's going on here? It doesn't make sense. He knows the rules. They could strangle him for this. They'll for sure take away his job. They'll for sure put his family in Chayrim. He doesn't know yet they're destroying the city when he did it. He just thought he was just going to take him for Chesed. What's Chat, Rabbi said, Lord? So Rashi says an unbelievable thing. Rashi gives a hint to this question. Rashi says, Vayar Lot, and Lot saw these men come into the city. Says Rashi, Mi beis Avram lomad lechazar al aruch. Lot grew up from a young age in the house of Avram Avinu. And what did he see in the house of Avram Avinu? day in, day out, 24/7, 7 days a week, constantly, always, consistently, one thing. He saw many things, but one thing he saw consistently, Avram was doing chesed, 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 chesed. For openings, they can come from any side. Avram sitting out. Kichoim hayoim in the beginning of the parasha, it's boiling hot. It's the hottest ever been in the history of the world, God, Hashem took out the container, the narthex of the sun. The sun was blazing without any shield, This was, you're talking about impossible degrees. And Avram is up, bandaged up after the third day of a milah for a 99-year-old man. Bandaged up, bloodied. And here he is. Avram is standing there waiting to do chesed. Avram's essence was chesed. And in that home, in that environment, in that relationship, Lloyd grew up and learned. He learned because Avram taught him. He learned because I saw Avram practice what he preached. He learned because he ingested and he took in from his, to his body, into his mind, to his soul, into his being, the midah of chesed. And now, being surrounded by all the tumah, being surrounded by all the metzias of not chesed, of noach lasor, what came out was this midah, this characteristic of chesed. So powerful, Avosah, what's going on over here? What's the lesson, Avosah? What's the lesson? Says the Zichron Meir, Gevaldik Yisoid. This is a Yisoid for us, Avosah, especially these years. Sok the Zichron Meir, Pshat, that a person in his younger years, he learns things. He absorbs things. Things go into him much easier. Chazal tell us that's like writing on a luach that's clear. A fresh luach. A fresh blackboard. It's like writing on a fresh piece of paper. The thing comes out clear. It gets ingrained. Zokta the Zichron Meir, Lloyd was ingrained from this young age what it means to do chesed. And it became so embedded in his conscience, in his essence, that even when he was surrounded in later years, he could not do anything but chesed. That was the point. Mibeis Avram Lomad Zakrashi. He learned from the house of Avram Avinu, and it stuck with him. Because he had absorbed it at a young age. At an early age. It became absorbed in his bones. And his whole metzias. With every, all the terrible hashkafah, you don't understand, the Lord was living in Stein, and the newspapers were talking about, oh, this guy, you know, having this week in his home, a guy came into the city, he left without a nose. A guy who came in and took a wrench when he was sleeping, wrenched it off. He walked out. His nose, the area, he walked out without, he didn't need any more tissues anymore. He came in, he had his running nose. When he left, there was no more need for tissues anymore. The nose was not running. The nose was not here anymore. And the other guy said, that's nothing. What do you mean? Last week I bit off someone's ear. He came for a visit. I got hungry in the middle of the night. There were no Doritos. I took a bite out of his ear. It was crunchy. I didn't like the wax part so much. And the other guy says, that's nothing. You guys did nothing. You know who we ate for supper last night? Two eyeballs. My wife and I went out to dinner. We split two eyeballs. She didn't like it too much. I ate her leftovers. The cornea. Well, how do you get eyeballs? Very simple. We had a guest last week. My wife and I keep screwdrivers for that purpose. Nice, it goes good with ketchup. You have to put some ketchup over it. You have to close it up a little bit. It's not so geschmack to see the eyeball in your face. You cover it over some ketchup. You dab a little ketchup. You dip the eyeball into the ketchup. Dip the eyeball in the ketchup. What a... Well, that's a new state where they sing in Storm on Rosh Hashanah. That's what they were doing, everybody says. That's what they were doing. They were torturing people, came from the Avodah Zarah. And Storm's going, and that's what all the articles were about. The newspapers, everybody was describing what they did to the other guy. And people were talking about in the articles in the paper how right it is, how dare a person come, professor from Stone University. He gives a course on not doing Achnasas Orachim. A course on torture, 101. How to remove somebody's jugular without him feeling it. And how right it is, according to our Hashkafah and Stone, this man dared to step into a thing, he deserves not to have eyeballs. The best scenario, we just knock out all his teeth. He walks out without teeth. That's what the Hashkafah of Stone was. That's what they were preaching. The professors, there was all the billboards. You saw billboards, "Welcome to Stone," had a picture like Moshe Dayan. Patched eye. Welcome to Stone! If you came whole, you're not going to leave that way. And here, Lot's hearing this all the day, and he's involved with it. He's all involved, and here he is, going out with Mesiras Nefesh. Where does that come from? So Chazal, mi Beis Avram Lomar. He learned from Beis Avram. That he was so imbued with the Hashkafa of Avram, that it was nifnas, he couldn't help but not do Chazet. That from a young age, Lot went with Avram, and he saw, and he breathed, and he understood that life is about giving to somebody else. That's living. So as soon as the opportunity came, Lord has his first opportunity. He's going to do chesed, but not just do chesed. He's going to have moisten nefesh, his daughters, anything, just to do chesed. Because it's so imbued, and so, again, obviously it's not the right hashkafa, don't give your daughters, but at the same time, this was so important to him, so chashuv, that he realized that this is what I have to do. Rabbeinu, this is so powerful for us. Many of us come to Eretz Yisrael these years of our lives, we call Girsa D'Yankiso, the learning of our early years. We don't realize, if we understood what these years meant to us, how much of we have to gain, how much of what we're going to tap in, how much of it we're going to use in our lifetime when we get older, how much we're going to take and absorb and use throughout our lifetime, from the years, the early years of us, all the Torah that we know, all the halachos that we learned, all the hashkafas that we got, at these years when we absorb that, when we take it in, this is the basis, the foundation for our whole lifetime. Because I'll say, Girsa D'Yankiso, Gemara and Shabbos, Girsa D'Yankiso, Miskayim Tvei, things that I learned in your youth, in the early years, they stay in the mind. when you don't have any tiredness, nothing's bothering you, no one's telling you to go out and make a parnasa, your wife's not, you're coming home from work, where's the money? I gotta go buy new earrings. You just bought last week. Yeah, they're not in style anymore. And your wife's running out with the credit card. Mamish. Everywhere she's going, flipping that credit card. And she comes home, the credit card company calls. You owe $75,000 just from yesterday. When did you do all those shopping? Well, that was in the morning. I went to exercise in the afternoon. I paid for the exercise with the credit card. And he has to come home. Yes, Debbie, I work 16 jobs. I'm a night watchman at night. I trained well in yeshiva. I used to do the late shift. 4 to 7 in the morning. I watched all the couches. But anyway, he's up for 16 hours and he comes home and there he is. He's worn out. I'm not trying to scare us off of marriage, but it's a responsibility. And his mind is not thin. And he sits down to the Gemara. Get up, the shiur's over. Okay. Baruch Hashem, he slept through Shas. Finished the whole Shas with Daf Yomi Shia. Baruch Hashem. Bishina. Look, I could do it even sleeping. Fell asleep every soon as the rabbi started. Boom. He's out. Out to count. Wow. That was a quick Shas. Slept the full 7 years. Baruch Hashem, I plant the Chazer Shas. But anyway, he's tired, he's tired, Shabbos comes, he's sleeping. If I had a bit of Shem, that's a different shmooze, how to be able to keep you full of Maisa, clear the foundation, how's it build, how's it grow? Because Baruch Hu gave a person a Baisak, the early years of life. Ben Shmoyna Asa Lechupe, 18 to Chupe, Rabbi Isaac. That's how late, why not 13? Every mitzvah is 13 years old, Rabbi Yisrael. Don't get any idea. But why not 13? Every mitzvah starts at 13. Why 18? Why 18? Everybody ever asked that question? Why Ben Shmona Asa El Chuppah? Every bucket tells you that when you tell them you have to wait. Oh, but the Mishnah said, it's the only Mishnah they know in Shabbat. Whatever, Arabic, Psalm, some of them. No, Ben Shmona Asa El Chuppah. That I know. But it says also when Esla Mikra, and Choshe the Mishnah, you have to also learn. It says, they forgot about that part of the Mishnah. Like, you know, the Balabat, sometimes in the marriage, they say, Im Ein Kemach Ein Torah! You gotta go out to work, Im Ein Kemach Ein Torah! But the Mishnah says, Im Ein Torah Ein Kemach also. Never, never hear that Mishnah, part of the Mishnah. Never hear that. Oh, you're learning, but Im Ein Kemach Ein Torah! Yeah, but the Mishnah says, Im Ein Torah Ein Kemach. What about that part of the Mishnah? We forgot the part of the Mishnah. Ben Shmona, son of Chuppah! What is this? I have to go. Yeah, but it says Ben Ezra, Ben Chamesh Le Mikra, Ben Ezra Mishnah, Ben Chamesh Le Talmud. But for the Mishnah, it seems that the Mishnah is telling us that a person is supposed to spend those early years gaining. You're supposed to know Shas. You're supposed to know Shas, not just vote for Shas. You're supposed to know Shas. You have years. A guy came to the Rosh Hashanah Zatzal once. And he said, Rebbe, I want to get married. How old are you? I'm 20. Sharmbe was knowing you. I remember he was there. He said, you're 20 years old. He's still young. He said, what do you mean? The Roshiva got married at 19 and a half, 19. He said, did you finish us yet? Very nice. You want to get married at 20. What do you know? Well, I know one page of Kitta Shulchan Aruch. And with the English, if you read me all the words, I can tell you the word after it. The Suin, this is the Yom HaRavi, Oh, you did it. Good. You know your stuff. Ben Shmonis and the Chuppah comes after Ben Chomish LeMikra, Ben Esel LeMishnah, Ben Chomish for the Talmud. Supposed to know all of Tanakh, all of Mishnayis, and Mitzvah in 3 years you know all of Shas? Dum, 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 dum. It's time to get married. The guy's sitting around, and what's he doing with his life? What he came to hear, what's he doing? What does he know? How much of Torah does he know? I can tell you the Masechta we learned last month. Wow, Gavaldi. Beautiful. I told you the name of all the Masechtas I learned this year. You know what it says inside the two sides of the Masechta. I can tell you exactly the name of the volume. What does it say there? How much do you know of Torah? The value you'll save is that Tzadi because the Racha was Nifta. Oh, you know, photographic memory. We move on. Well, we're not child to that. That's it. He knew all of Torah, Rabbi said. I saw it read in the articles this week, Rabbi said. He learned the Yeshiva's Porat Yosef. Ben Porat Yosef. He learned Porat Yosef as a Bacha. He learned Sefta Gittin, they learned in the winter's manner by side. You know how many times he learned the Sefta Gittin that winter's manner by side? 60 times. The whole Masechta. 60 times. That's what he's busy doing, Rabbi Sai. Because he knew in the early years, you have to have Shas, you have to learn. Then you tap into it in later years, and you move on and become bigger, and you know. But a guy comes to Eretz Yisrael, for 1, 2, 3 years, what did you do? What did you do? You have anything to take back with you? What did you do? What did you accomplish? What was the plan? How much did you take in? What are you going to come back with after this year, boy? Say, each one has the glory of the Shemayim themselves. You got to take them himself to back with you. These are the years when you learn himself to be Yom HaChavetz Chaim writes, everybody should have... One Masechta that he knows backwards and forwards. This way, if he ever going, he's online, he's waiting, he knows the Masechta, come out, Shaka Vitalia. You have time now, you get older, it's going to be harder, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm not saying that you get older, you shouldn't continue Shtagim, it's Hashem, you will. But these are the years where without any hafrois, a prison can come a bucky Masechtas, he can know Halacha, he can have Ashkofa, he can know Tanakh, he can know Gemaras, many Gemaras. The mind is clear, there's so much time. Oh, it is so much time. Friday, Shabbos, where does it go? What does the guy come back with? What does he come back with? My year in Israel. 4 albums. It's the old generation. He has the digital camera. 6,271 pictures. This was my year in Israel. That's what I'm coming back with. I have a picture of me on a camel. Ha ha ha. So geschmack. I'm going to show my grandkids on the camel ride. I went backwards on the camel. I was this way. The camel was the other way. So much fun. My grandkids can say, look at Grandpa. Look where the Abba Oretzi is! But he can drive a camel backwards! Oh. And that is the famous picture in the Chinese restaurant with my arm around the Chinese waiter with his kippah on! The stupid Chinese man! We're laughing together! And we're opening up fortune cookies together! We opened up 700 fortune cookies, and he came out at the end. That one said, I'm not making money, one said, I am making money. They walked out confused. But Baruch Hashem, it was so much fun. Look at that picture. Me and the Chinese waiter, we changed kippahs. Look at him, I have a colorful cap. It was so much fun. We all went out, and we made fun of the Chinese waiter. And I ordered Mugu Gai Pan for supper. Oh, that was so much fun. and I got drunk every night. And my vomit went down Ben Yehuda. Rolled down Ben Yehuda. What a great time. Baruch Hashem, they call me the vomit man. I'm known in the whole streets of Yerushalayim. They'll be over life. I have something such nachas in my einikluch. I hope one day they also vomit in Ben Yehuda. Grandpa, I want to be just like you. That's what he's doing in Israel. He had his year in Israel. What did he come back with? Vomit stains all over his pants. Wow, says his mother, you look like you had a great time. All your pants are ruined. Jack Daniels on one, vodka on the other one. Wow, this was a great year, Mom. Sorry. They also ate drank on the plane. What did he do with his year? A whole year, I could accomplish no chumash, do shnayim mikrin, know something, have a plan to accomplish. And that stuff's going to stay in this stuff years to the youngest. And whatever you accomplish these years, you're setting your tone for the future. You understand how to learn. You understand the svara. These are the years. People are running back. I got to get back. I got to get back. For what? What are you going to get back for? They spoke to a parent not recently about that. If your son was told to be a medical doctor, he asked him, you would say, you would understand very clearly that he needs 10 years in schooling, 12 years in schooling, undergrad, grad, medical school, specialty medical school, no problem shelling out millions of dollars. And to be a Talmud Chacham, to understand Chochmas HaTorah, the greatest of Chochmas, the most deepest of Chochmas, Chochmas Hashem, you don't need at least 12 years. We read things backwards here, 21. But you don't need at least 12. 12 years. Oh, I think my son has enough. He's been learning 1.5 years in Israel. I think he did his time. Well, what is he coming out with? He could read the English art scroll with a dictionary. What did he accomplish? He has to learn how to learn. He has to become a Talmid Chacham. I don't care what he's going to do for a parnasa. But he has to accomplish, he has to create the foundation for life. He has to be somebody. And one day he's going to walk out, he's going to regret, what did I accomplish? What could it have been if I used out my time, if I made a goal for myself? I think I once told this story. There were two guys learning in yeshiva. And they learning Bechavrusa. And they were learning together. And one guy was struggling with his Yetzar, struggling to go out. He wasn't given. The other guy was trying to learn Stein, trying to help him. And they were learning Bava Metzia. And they came and they were learning the first day, the second day, and every day this guy, Yitzchak, we'll call him. He was struggling and running in, running out, coming late, not being dedicated to his studies. And then he came in one day and he was babish, the bashkir's away, coming late, and he was all confused. Maybe I should go out, the world out there, make money. And the other chavrusa, Yankov will call him, he was always trying to mechazik his friend Yitzchak. And they started to learn the Bergensecht about Metzia. One day, the second daf, the second omit, and it said that he started reading the Gemara, Yaakov starts reading the Gemara, Leim Hasdisa Deloike Ben Nanis. Let's say the mischief is not like Ben Nanis. Ben Nanis was the name of an Amoira. He says, Ben Nanis, what did you say? He said, Leim Hasdisa Deloike Ben Nanis. Let's say the mischief is not like Ben Nanis. What's Ben Nanis? Bananas? What a name for that. He stormed through, closed the Gemara. No, let's say the Mishnah's not. Who cares if the Mishnah's like bananas? What's the difference? What's the nafkin mean if the Mishnah's like bananas or not? He closed the Gemara, stormed down. He went out into the world. 40 years later, this Reb Yankov became a Rosh Yeshiva, thousands of hundreds of Talmidim, and he's at, they made a Yeshiva dinner, and the dinner was honoring this Reb Yankov, and he was sitting by the dinner, and every few minutes another Talmud comes over, this Talmud from this time of life, this Talmud from that time of life, they're all coming over, getting eitzes, and reminiscing with the Rebbe. And the covet and the honor and the shtah and the success, the feeling of accomplishment was glistening in the eyes of the Reb Yankov. He saw thousands of Talmidim that he had built up and things that people had affected. And he realized that he accomplished in life. And while he's talking to his Talmidim, there's a waiter coming over. And the waiter asks, will it be chicken or beef? Chicken or beef? And the Rosh Yeshiva Reb Yankov is looking up at the waiter for a second. He's about to say chicken, and he looks in his eyes, and he says, he looks so familiar. He looks so familiar. And he says, Yitzchak. And the waiter, who was his old chavrusa, who's waitering, because that's what he did when he was a bach in Yeshiva also. But he's waitering, and Lemaisa, he's looking down, rejected. 60, 40 years later, chicken or beef? And he says to the Rosh Yeshiva, he says, now I know. Now I know the nafkamina, if the mishnah is like bananas or not. 40 years later, Rabbi Sal. That's the nafkamina, Rabbi Sal. When you look back on your year in Israel, when you look back on your accomplishments, what did I do? What did I do? You don't want to regret it, Rabbi Sal. You don't want to come back and regret. You don't want to look back on these years and say, what did I accomplish? You want to look back and say, Baruch Hashem, I learned Masechta Ksuvos, whatever I learned 50 times. I know Masechta Ksuvos, I knew it, I remember, I was there. It's Masechta Ksuvos Klor my whole life. I live off Masechta Ksuvos. I took Masechta Tainis, Masechta Megillah, and I was coined it. I spent my winter being coined Masechta Megillah. I walked out feeling so satisfied, but not just now, the satisfaction. Satisfaction, satisfaction the whole life. Because he always taps into the gears of the Yankasa, the early youth, when I was able to garnish and gain so much, taking everything. Ooh, the guys, yeah, they'll have a good time. I cut that schmooze, and I cut that seder, and I cut that very nice. What is that? But 40 years later, what's he left with? Just some picture of a camel, or something. That's all he's left with. He's left with reminiscing about the times he slept in his bed. He comes back to visit his yeshiva with his kids. They come back to yeshiva and say, ah, the caravans! Unbelievable! There they are, those famous caravans! I can't believe it! Come on, Yankala! Come see Daddy's old place! Let's go see! So his daddy takes him to his room, his caravan, his old caravan. The mom is still in the same shape. Same broken wall. That's my punch. I knocked out that wall. I was upset because the Giants lost. That's my punch over there. Daddy, what are you taking me first to the dorms? Well, son, that's where I spend most of my day. What about the base? I'm not even sure how to get there. But you spent 2 years in bed. But what do you do in the room? Well, let's see if my thing's still here. Open up the roof! Here's those iPhones! Watch out! I forgot to take it. I had it hidden for the Rosh. Watch out for your Rosh. And I was successful. I had 4 iPhones. And the whole year, all I did was look at myself and talk to myself on the iPhone. How are you doing? Will you marry me? Practicing on my iPhone. And the iPhone answered that it doesn't know me so well yet. So we couldn't get married. And therefore I married Mom. I think she looks a little bit better than the iPhone. I'm not so sure after so many... Anyway! But anyway! That's what he's going to have to show. He's going to be able to show in his worn-out Gemara. Go to the shelf, Yankala. This is from Tiferes Chaim. Look at that worn-out Gemara. Look at that worn-out Gemara! Yeah, but Dad, why does it have somebody else's name in it? Yeah, it was my favorite. No, but here's your Gemara! The Sechta Ksuba is that. I'm so proud of you. Look at that. Look at it worn out. I spent my hours rubbing. No, but you learned it. I see all the words. Oh, wow, my proud. My daddy. Look what he's accomplished. The voice side. It's in our hands. No one can stop us. No one, but no one is going to take the responsibility except for us. If we use out our time, we get out of the bed, come to the base, we apply ourselves to Boisai, and we're going to walk away from this year, and every year celebrate the accomplishments of this year. We'll grow a heart bigger and better every year. And if not, Boisai, we're going to be left with the regret. The regret of what could have been, of where I could have been, of what the nafkumina is, the mishnah is like bananas, of whether it's chicken or beef, or whether I'm going to be one day somebody who understands and knows how to learn, because I used my years for that, or I'm going to be somebody who remained in Amaretz, because I wasted my time. Let's put work on it now, but it's the beginning of the year still. Let's take the opportunity to create an unbelievable Girsa de Yankasa. It stays in so clear, Rabbi Sai. The Talmud Chum of today, Rabbi Sai, are those who worked hard in their youthful years. And each and every one of you, Rabbi Sai, every single one of you can become a real Talmud Chacham. I don't care, I'm not talking about what you're going to do for a living, but you can be a real Talmud Chacham. You can know Mesechtas, Rabbi Sai. I can guarantee it. You take the time out. You keep the effort, you will be a Talmud Chacham. We should be Zerach HaBe'ezah Hashem, Rabbi Sai. Not to waste our time. And be Zerach HaBe'ezah Hashem. Feel that accomplishment. At the end of this month, we look back, it was worth it. It was all worth it. Be Zerach HaBekar HaBe'ezah Hashem. To feel that nachas. Feel that kishmak. To keep our heads up high. And the realization that we could become something great of ourselves. Each and every one of us should be zirchah to that accomplishment. Zirchah to give a nachas ruach to our parents, the Bari Oilam. Zirchah to the Madrega that we give an unbelievable nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He brings Mashiach Sikenu. Amen.